This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. In 1966, the United States government conscripted a kitty cat to take down the Soviet Union. There had been many cats before him. Cats as guinea pigs in experiments by the CIA's Office of Special Activities. We don't know if they gave this specific cat a name, so I will. I'll call him Peanut. The Office of Special Activities spent the 60s mining the frontiers of science for any strategic advantage in the Cold War. They spent millions of taxpayer dollars entirely off the books, inventing spy planes and satellites, developing interrogation techniques that use sleep deprivation and hypnosis and hallucinogens. The Soviet Union had a compound in Washington, D.C. Simply bugging it wasn't enough. The Soviets just assumed their phones would be tapped. They knew there were microphones in the light fixtures, behind the wallpaper, or wherever. They did the same to the Americans in Moscow. It was just how the game was played. So when people needed to have a top-secret conversation, they'd do what they do in spy movies. They'd go outside in a public place and talk quietly. It worked. All the high-tech James Bond stuff could be thwarted just by stepping out and getting some air. Now, no spy or would-be double agent worth his salt would talk all top-secret with potential spooks within earshot. And that's where Peanut the Cat came in. For years, the Office of Special Activities tried to develop a team of spy cats. They wanted to train them to walk up to whispering communists and eavesdrop. I mean, the cats would have microphones on them somewhere. They were scientists, not like witches. But the idea was that no one ever suspects spy cats. It just had to work. But these were cats. You can't get a cat to sit or roll over or even care that you're going away for 3 weeks. Never mind serve as the tip of the spear in a major espionage operation. And so, in a time before PETA, the United States government took live cats and stuffed them with wires. After years of research and more than $15 million, the project had progressed such that by the time they got their hands on Peanut, they were able to send out little electrical impulses. These couldn't control him exactly, but they could get Peanut to go vaguely where they wanted him to. They turned his tail into an antenna. They sewed a microphone under his skin. And they ran tests. And the tests worked. The mission was on. On a weekday afternoon in 1966, several CIA agents and one cat climbed into a van. They drove into the district from headquarters in Langley. They parked near the Soviet consulate, around the corner from a park where men would stand close and smoke cigarettes and conspire. The agents sat in the van and put on their headphones. They ran tests on their transmitters, checked and rechecked signals and levels, went over the mission one last time. And when they were sure that everything was working, that all systems were go, one of the agents cracked open the door and set Peanut down on the sidewalk. And as he closed the door and put on his own headphones, he must have been excited. After years of watching Soviet secrets being shared with impunity in broad daylight, they were finally going to hear them. They had cracked it, $15 million in several years well spent. And the men in the van sat and listened. As Peanut the Cat started off on his mission, as he stepped into the street and got hit by a cab and died,